today as the crowd, you had the opportunity to play the role that we so often play, all of us, whenever we freely choose to sin, knowing what Christ has given us as his commands, which are for our own good, for our own happiness, and yet we would rather him not have ever existed in a sense. When we sin freely, we're telling Jesus that, yes, we would crucify you. We wish you were dead because the laws and the commands that you gave us for our own good are inconvenient to us in the moment. And we're choosing the thing that's more expedient, the thing that makes us feel better in the moment. And that's what we do whenever we sin. But we also have another opportunity in the same Mass, and that's to play the role of Joseph of Arimathea, to come forward and ask of the body of Christ, and then to take him into the tomb that is our soul, that tomb which so often is empty because we've rejected Christ, because we've thrown him out. But if we accept Jesus today in our hearts, like Joseph did into his tomb, then it's in that very soul that Jesus will rise again within us and bring us to new life with him. But we have to come forward for communion today in a way that we never perhaps have before, with a real wish to have Christ dwell in us throughout this whole week of Holy Week, so that Christ dwells within us through all the Passion and then rises again on Easter Sunday. So as we go through the Mass today, I just encourage you to be that disciple, that Joseph of Arimathea. Come forward for communion and ask God not just to be with you for a moment, but to be with you throughout this entire week. And then when you receive him again at Easter, know that he's risen within you, bringing you to new life, and giving you a new opportunity to serve him in the coming year in a way perhaps you've never served him before, one in which we're less and less saying, crucify him, but more saying, Lord, abide with me.